Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Vav, the 46th chapter, Halacha Yudalet, the 14th paragraph. Haoseh Tavshil, if someone's cooking something, Mibasar B'Chalev Shkedim, he's cooking meat in almond milk. So you know almond milk isn't milk, you're allowed to cook that with meat. The problem is it looks like milk. So we have a rule that the Torah says that a person is supposed to be umtzachen, find favor, b'nei Elokim v'adam, in the eyes of man and God, not only in the eyes of God. So a person is supposed to distance himself ma'chi'ur ma'adumelo, from things that are disgusting and from things that are similar to disgusting. A person has to be careful not to do things that will cause people to think he's doing something bad, even though what he's doing is really okay. And that's called mar'it ayin, bad eye. You don't want people to look badly upon what you're doing. So if you're going to do something that is easily understood that what you're doing is forbidden, you have to distance yourself from that. A person wants to hang out his clothes to dry, and he didn't wash them on Shabbat. He just got wet on Shabbat. So we say you can't hang them outside, even though you walked through a rain pour. You were walking home Friday night, you didn't have your coat with you, and your clothes got sopping wet. So you want to put them out to dry. We say you can't put them outside. Everyone who sees that is going to think you washed your clothes tonight. You're not allowed to wash clothes on Shabbat. So here, a person cooked his meat with almond milk, and people who look on might think he's cooking meat with milk, which is biblically prohibited. So then we say, tzich la'anech b'tuchos shkedim. He has to put in a little bit of almonds, so that whoever looks will see there are almonds in the almond milk, and he'll understand that the milk is almond milk. Mipnei marit ayin, because of marit ayin. Clear? Okay. Noagin, halacha tetvav. Noagin.
Same goes with coconut milk.
Yeah, same thing with coconut milk. Yeah, or soy milk is interesting. It would seem that the same would be true for soy milk. Yeah. Today it might be enough that you have the pitcher there and everyone could see that it's soy milk. You leave the box next to it.
In the day they didn't have pitchers. They didn't have pitchers at all.
Yeah, yeah. Now again, we have the custom shelo la'gil kli chalav lishtamesh bo bevasar o ipcha. Our custom is that we don't take a milchik dish and purify it in order to use it for fleishiks. Once you use a knife for milchik, you don't change it to fleishiks. The only exception that he doesn't bring down, our custom is that on Pesach, because we do things to all our dishes, one may switch a dish from being milchik to fleishik or fleishik to milchik. But all year long, our custom is that we don't change. So once a knife is used for meat, you don't change it for milk. Once it's used for milk, you don't change it for meat. Halachat Tet Zayin. Yain uvasar v'chatichat dag she'en bo siman. We're discussing three things now. Wine, meat, or a piece of fish that is indiscernible, shemafkidin shulchin biyad oved kochavim, that you give it a messenger, a non-Jewish messenger to bring, umikol shekin, and certainly biyad Yisrael chashud, if you're giving it to the hands of a Jew that is untrustworthy, he's worse than a goy, tzarich shnei chotamot. Now we say you need two seals. And this is the concept of basar shenitale minayin. We have a rule that meat that was not under Jewish supervision, we have to worry that a non-Jew switched it. So, for example, the Gemara says that, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, used to send home his fish. He'd buy fish at the market, and he'd send home his fish with a non-Jewish messenger boy every day. So, one day, his wife tells the messenger boy, you switched the fish. So, messenger boy says, no, I wouldn't do that. So, she says, yeah, you did. He says, no. She says, yeah, you did. How'd she know? Because Rav Yehuda knew he was sending his fish home with a non-Jewish messenger boy, and when his wife gets the cut-up fish, she can't see if it's kosher fish or not. So what he used to do is he'd make a triangle on the fish, he'd make a sign on the fish, and his wife knew whenever the fish got home, she'd check the fish for that triangle. And here the boy brought home fish without a triangle. So she said, oh, you switched the fish on us. And this is that halacha, that pasash nitale minayin, that meat that was not under Jewish supervision every minute, you're not allowed to eat. We're worried that the non-Jew switched it. That's why you see in the stores, they have the special wrapping, and they have what's called the plumba, the little clip that theoretically, once you take it off, you can't put it back on to something else. And there's a special machine that puts it on, and the idea is that the meat goes through packers and gets delivered by probably the truck driver is a non-Jewish truck driver, and it's sitting in the store, and everyone has access to it, so no one's really watching over that meat. So we say it has two ceilings. It has the outer seal and it has the inner plumber, the inner clip that you can't switch. That's the instead of the triangle, so we have that clip. So we're saying wine and meat or fish that have no sign. That's why it says if they have no sign, because if you have a sign that someone could not duplicate, then that's also enough. So if you give it to the watching, you leave a non-Jew or a Jew that's untrustworthy in charge of watching it. For example, he's the guard in front of the freezer in a meatpacking factory. Or you send it, he's the messenger boy that's carrying it. So then we say it needs two seals, two signs. אבל יין מבושל, but if wine is cooked, וכן החומץ שיין, or vinegar, וחלב, or milk, ופת, or bread, וגבינה, and cheese, סגי בחותם אחד, it's enough with one sign. So I've often wondered, the bread we get in the makolet is delivered by non-Jews, and they're not always careful to leave a sign on the bread. Theoretically, you could say the sticker is enough. But I don't know. So obviously there's great length about this halacha. Do we say that we're worried that the non-Jew will try to make things bad for us? Or is it just that he might get hungry and he'll eat that, and then he'll give us something else instead? And it seems that the halacha is that we're just concerned that